in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453 is the number. It is the post-Thanksgiving Day edition of the show. We're here, as we always are, live every single day of the week, all 7 days, here from 7 to 10 Eastern Time in the evening. Good evening. It's Ian with you.
And Daryl.
And Daryl is here with us, courtesy of FPP.cc. I'm sure we could talk more about that as the night goes on here tonight. But it is Black Friday, and as we have traditionally on this show over the years, every Black Friday, started out the show with Black Friday-related coverage. This is a big day, and I'm somebody who has spent a number of years working in retail in my life. I don't at this point in time, but it was where I kind of started in my working career. And Daryl, I imagine you have some experience with, yes, with retail as well.
Yes, working for an airline, we would work, you know, every day of the year. So the day after Thanksgiving was actually a busy travel day because people would be traveling, you know, because of Thanksgiving, wanting to either get home from going somewhere or, sure, go spend, you know, what's left of the weekend with people after having one Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving Day.
So things are pretty busy there, is what you're saying.
Yes.
And I, you know, worked at the big Kmart for a number of years, worked through a number of Christmas seasons, and got to see some of the Black Friday madness, if you will.
Did you ever see a trampling death?
No, thank goodness, no. No, most people were mostly well-behaved at the store in which I worked. But, you know, every now and then you've got a grumpy customer who's dealing with a bunch of kids that they don't want to deal with, and or, you know, and I did see
some kids at home.
I did see people scrambling for some cheap television sets, like some TV, like VHS built into a TV set, 13-inch TV CRT sets. I saw some scrambling over that. But thankfully, no real fisticuffs or anything like that.
Nobody pulling a gun.
No, which apparently happened today, and I know you've got that story.
That was actually last night.
I'll give you some of the audio from people fighting at a Walmart. Apparently over cell phones. There's a lot of pushing, a lot of shoving. People are grabbing the boxes, the bright yellow boxes from what appears to be some sort of a bin. And it is just madness.
What type of cell phone is this that people are fighting over?
I'm not clear on that here. This is just a video from random cell phone cameras showing this happening that someone has put up on For Your Info M channel on YouTube. I mean, you don't need to see what's happening here to know that this is chaos. I mean, this is crazy.
It sounds like it. You know, when I'm hearing this and you're telling me that, you know, these are people fighting over cell phones, my first thought is either it's iPhones for a penny or it's like the new Google telephone that just came out and there's, you know, this false sense of scarcity.
This is a good question. It is apparently it is Walmart, so maybe if you could pull up a Walmart PDF from today or something like that and figure out what, you know, what crazy phone deal they had here. People are absolutely going nuts over it. So, you know, it's the usual scene today as Black Friday unfolds and probably continues to unfold as we speak, with sales lasting on from the early morning hours. In some cases, some stores opening all day on Thanksgiving Day, as I understand it, to, you know, throughout the nights. Many stores last year seemed to be competing to see who could open the earliest, and I heard that a number of stores, if they weren't going to be open all day Thanksgiving, would be opening at 10 o'clock at night or midnight.
There were some that opened at 8 p.m.
Yep. So that stuff's been happening, and of course, this irritates some people. This really bothers, yes, a certain segment of the population, and I think it bothers them for different reasons. Some of them, it bothers them because people are working on a holiday. Just period. The fact that somebody's working on some holiday upsets them. There's also the idea that, you know, the workers are being taken advantage of.
Did you feel taken advantage of doing a radio show last night, Ian?
Well, no. I mean, it's my show, so I chose to be here. In the same way that all these employees who work today and yesterday chose to work for the organizations, yes, for which they work. They're not forced to work there. There are plenty of entry-level jobs that pay about the same that you can get from businesses that do take these days off if these days are very important to you.
And what I find sort of ironic is there is the large sort of pushback against, oh, I can't believe they're opening on Thanksgiving, or I can't believe that they're not giving their employees a four-day weekend, but I want to go to the store and buy all of this really cheap crap that I don't need and put it on the MasterCard.
Well, how many of... Well, okay, so how many people say the first thing and then do the second thing? Are there that many people who are... Who would,
there's
like the
definitely
at Walmart.
There's definitely crossover. There has to be.
How many of the protesters outside Walmart today went shopping? Not at Walmart necessarily, but you know, at Target or some other place that they find acceptable to shop. How many of them went out and participated?
I would say probably a good bit.
Well, there was the Plaid Friday as well, which, as I understand, is something that happened last year. I'm not sure how many years it's been going on for, but the idea was that you would go out shopping today, but you would shop only at local businesses, and you would wear plaid to clue people in that you're in on this, we're shopping at local businesses, not the big box stores kind of thing.
Oh, okay, so that would explain why when I picked up the newspaper on Wednesday, and it had all of these different ads in there, there was actually something from one of the big box retailers advertising Plaid Friday.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that seems counterintuitive. That's
yeah, and I had no clue what Plaid Friday was, and I was, oh, okay, whatever.
So a big box retailer was trying to entice Plaid Friday shoppers to shop at their location?
Yes.
The Plaid Friday people are like the kind of folks, I guess...
So is it sort of the people that put on the National Mom and Pop Saturday or whatever it is?
That sounds like the kind of folks that would do that. There's a big thing in Keene where we live in New Hampshire, the southwest corner. They've got local stores usually have "It's Keene to Shop Locally" stickers on their front door. And I think that there's some value in doing business with local business people. I think that there's some value there. I don't believe in this idea that, you know, it's somehow the best thing to do to always shop at a local business. If you can find a similar product or a better product at a better price from elsewhere, then it seems to be a counterproductive thing to do as far as your personal economy is concerned.
Right.
To purchase something locally for more.
Yeah, and it's one of those sort of the xenophobic, in a way, to only shop in your community or only shop in your state.
Mm.
You know, because there was one of the guys that was running for state rep that was talking about, you know, how New Hampshire brings in all of their tax revenues from, like, Maine and Massachusetts, people coming in to, you know, buy our gas and shop here and not pay sales tax and this and that.
Because there's no sales tax than there is in every surrounding state.
Right. And it just seemed very xenophobic of, you know, we don't want people from outside coming in. We don't want our people going outside. So, you know, we want New Hampshireites to stay in New Hampshire. Well, if you take that all the way down to, like, the basic level of, if you live in this city, you can only shop in this city.
Maybe we should only
shop. If there are no stores in your city, then you're pretty much screwed.
Well, no, I don't think they would take it that far, but why not keep going down further? If you live in Keene, then you should only shop in Keene. And how about we go further? If you live in one of the wards in Keene, you should only shop at stores in
that
ward.
You should only shop in your neighborhood.
Right. You should. In Keene, there are these little neighborhood shops, which is a really cool feature of living here. Like, you can literally, in most neighborhoods in Keene, walk a couple streets over and there's some convenience store, which is usually a kind of a mom and pop operation, carry a variety of beers and you know, fresh food and things like that, which is a cool feature. So if there's value in only shopping in a state, if there's value in only shopping in a city, then why is there not more value in only shopping within one's sub ward of a city? Like, there's only one or two stores that you can buy general items at of a small type here in Ward 4. Should I be forced to, you know, purchase everything there because it's somehow more moral or more righteous? And 855-453, Free
you
Talk
want the
Live.
Terrorists to win.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the volunteers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system.
It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Black Friday edition of the show. We'll, of course, take your stories, your observations, your experiences. Maybe you were out shopping this morning bright and early. Some stores... How many stores actually didn't open until the morning? A lot of stores were opening late last night, 10 o'clock, 8 o'clock last night, midnight. Were there any stores that actually held off until 6 a.m., as has happened in previous years?
Radio Shack.
It's hard to believe they're even still in business. I mean, I appreciate Radio Shack for what they were when I was a young man, and I sure did enjoy their catalogs and enjoy going there, but... It's amazing they're still in business.
Yeah, it's amazing that several more of the obscure companies are still in business, but
They're hanging in there, apparently.
So, again, if maybe you were shopping this morning or late last night, did you wait in any of the lines? Did you observe any of the typical Black Friday madness? Or is it typical? Is it typical that people are, you know, crazy about deals and shoving and pushing? Or is it most places they're respectful and courteous toward one another? It's just that every now and then somebody sees, you know, here and there, obviously.
One bad apple.
Yeah, here and there, there are going to be examples of people misbehaving. Is that all that's happening? Or is it pretty common that people behave poorly when given, well, let's just say... How do you describe these deals? I mean, I guess they're called loss leaders in the business, a lot of them. They literally take a loss on an item in order to get people in the front door in the hopes that they'll sell them something else to make up the loss. But what ends up happening is that when you price something below its typical market value, people respond in a more frenzied manner.
But that's the market in action, Ian.
Well, it is the market in action.
That's the free market. Supposedly.
It's a free-ish market, I guess. I mean, there's probably not a ton of regulation as far as having some sort of federal rule in getting a DVD player to the shelves in Walmart. So it is a free-ish market in that you could probably start your own store if you were to jump through whatever crazed regulations there are and enter into the competition. But, yeah, there's no government agency preventing...
Enter into agreements with the different suppliers, and then there's... I'm not sure if the legislations are still in place. The MSRP laws, I know at one time they were in place to where there were different businesses that said, you know, we say that the retail price is this, and anybody that we distribute to must sell it at this. They mm-hmm. cannot sell it above or below.
There were laws, huh, for that?
Yes.
Wow. When did those go away?
I am not entirely positive if they have gone away.
Hmm. Well, I certainly haven't heard any mention of them surrounding these Black Friday
right.
deals.
I know I've read about those laws in the past, and they could have gone away... back in, like, the 50s.
I mean, it is the suggested retail price.
Right. That's probably how they get around some of the stuff now, mm-hmm. is by calling it the suggested retail price.
As opposed to the mandated
yes.
retail price. So, you know, maybe you were involved in being a buyer today. Maybe you were on the other side of the cash register and the sales counter. Maybe you work as an associate at a variety of different whatever retailing locations there are out there, and you want to talk about some misbehaving customers. Maybe you had you know, some interesting experiences today. You're certainly welcome to share them at 855-450-FREE. There's the Walmart story, which we definitely want to get to. You've got a story about a guy with a gun as
yes.
well. But, of course, we'll take your calls, 855-450-FREE. And we were talking about this idea of buying locally, which is a very popular idea these days. And I think there's some value to it. Like, I would prefer to do business with someone that I know. I would prefer to do business with someone that is a neighbor. But if that business is offering me a product that is inferior or is far more expensive than something that I can get elsewhere from another country, perhaps, or another few states over or wherever, halfway across the world, then I'm going to do that because that's what's best for me. And...
That's what makes the most economic sense.
Yeah.
You know, at least for your economics.
Well, right. And if everybody does, in the aggregate, what's best for their economics, that's good for the economy.
Yes.
Because more people spending less and getting more for less is a good thing in that it leaves more money in their pocket at the end of the day with which they can then save, give away, or spend in the way that they think is best. So having prices being, you know, lowering is a good thing overall.
Right. But
whatever
when you
it
have
takes.
Prices that are artificially low.
Like subsidized prices or loss leader prices?
Both.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Walmart, again, they're an example of companies with artificially low prices. And
artificially low.
The way they do this in most places is they get government grants or tax breaks to get land. Hey, we want to build over here. We're going to bring you all of this tax money.
It's not just Walmart, though, that does that.
Right, but they're the most infamous.
They're prolific. I mean, they're the number one employer or number one retail chain across
right.
the U.S. So, yeah, obviously they're going to be engaged in those sorts of things. But I wouldn't say Target wouldn't do the same thing.
I'm not saying that Target doesn't. I'm just saying that Walmart is well known for this practice.
Sure. Well, also...
So when you get free land and 10 years of no tax being charged to you, well, you're not going to have to mark your prices up the amount that you normally would to cover those expenses. So for a period of years, your prices are artificially lower than they would be.
I get where you're coming from, and I think that obviously they are to blame for taking those sorts of governmental, pro-governmental positions. But on the other hand, they're also screwed over by the state in a lot of different ways, too. I mean, there's an incredible amount of regulations on trucking, for instance, for them to get their products from point A to point B. And a lot of different areas are not friendly to having a Walmart built. For instance, here in our very own Keene, they prevented Walmart from building a super center here and competing on a 24-hour basis with other grocers and discounters.
There's only one grocery store in Keene that's open 24 hours.
Thank goodness. In a bigger city like Manchester, there's zero stores that are open 24 hours.
Are you serious?
From what I understand. Yeah, the Price Chopper chain is what you're referring to as the grocer. It's a kind of a regional grocer that started in New York State. Price Chopper hasn't expanded far enough eastward to reach the Manchester market.
I'm surprised there's not a Super Walmart in Manch.
Okay, yeah, I think there's a Super Walmart there, but as far as it's somewhere probably just outside of town. So I believe that, yes, there is a Super Walmart there. But as far as regular grocers are concerned, they don't have them. And so, yeah, they prevented them from building the super center. So they forced them to build in a shopping center where they're surrounded by other businesses, including a grocer, which is located right next door to them. And that's frustrating, you know, because sometimes it's 3 in the morning and I would like to go and purchase something that a grocer won't have that Walmart will, and I can't because the local city council decided that, well, that would just be bad if Walmart could build something like that here. So they're screwed by the state on one hand, and can you blame them for trying to get benefits or tax breaks on the other hand? Is it wrong what they've done to take property from people? Yeah, I mean, they've definitely been involved in eminent domain and things like that, but on the other hand, they're also screwed by the state. So I can understand, I can empathize with them, and I can be upset with them at the same time. 855-453 is certainly not a free market. 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25-30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. It's a live Black Friday edition of the program. Maybe you were involved in Black Friday in one way or another today. You would like to tell us about your experiences, maybe as an employee or an associate at a retailer or as a customer, what things were like where you were. All kinds of crazy stories are coming out from around the country, including a man with a gun on Black Friday and what he did with it. Daryl's got that story. In addition, looks like Black Friday shoppers smashed through a door at one Urban Outfitters in the country. 855-450-FREE. Of course, just there's the regular madhouse scenes of people pushing and shoving and trying to get at cell phones at, you know, apparently loss leader cell phones at Walmart. But what was your experience? 855-450-FREE. Hey, one of the things you can do is stay home if you want to avoid all of this Black Friday stuff and the continued holiday scramble for gifts and things that'll be happening throughout the next several weeks. Stay home. Do your shopping online. You can use Bitcoins in more places now than ever before, with WordPress now taking Bitcoins on their website. And we've talked a lot about Bitcoins on this program. If you haven't heard us extolling their virtues, you can go to weusecoins.org to learn about the Bitcoin and learn about how it's a currency and kind of like a system all in one, like a money transfer system and a currency. It allows you to take total control of your finances. You don't have to jump through any hoops to get started. There are no gatekeepers standing in your way. There's not a credit check involved here. If you've got cash, you can get Bitcoins, and you can do that over at bitinstant.com. So you can walk into your local Walmart or CVS or many other MoneyGram locations, pick up a red phone or fill out a slip, hand it to the salesperson, the customer service person, and you will get Bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet. It's that easy. Bitinstant.com. And there are other ways to get them, like, for instance, through Dwolla. Bitinstant.com. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Let's go to the phones, and then more Black Friday coverage coming up. Steve's on the line in North Dakota. Hey, Steve, you're on with Ian and Daryl.
Hey there. I'd like to talk about this came up today in conversation, and I thought it might make a good call. If you own a yacht and you call an electrician, or it's sort of a misnomer to call them an electrician, because what they are actually is an electrical technician. So you have an electrical problem on your yacht. The guy who shows up is not going to be a licensed electrician, because yachts aren't covered by the NEC, the National Electric Code. If you own a fishing boat, same thing. If you own an oil rig, same thing. I work in the oil drilling industry out here in North Dakota. And there's a law out here where it says that if you do electrical work, you have to have a master electrician in your employ. Mm-hmm. We have this master electrician, and he's sort of worthless, I think I want to say. And the guy, and now I'm not licensed in any way. I don't have any sort of electrical license at all. I just have schooling and a lot of years of doing this, you know, and learning as I went. And this guy absolutely could not believe that I could possibly be better than him because I don't have the license. It was like that piece of paper that he has, he thinks that that must necessarily mean that he's better at this stuff than me.
Wow.
And the thing is that, I mean, really, for what we do, you can just throw that license right out in the yard. It's not going to do you any good. That license isn't going to teach you how to troubleshoot the, you know, VFDs and PLCs and all this high tech stuff that I can do. And I think that's, I don't know, I just wanted to kind of throw that out there because we were talking about licensing today. He's the only guy in our company that has a license, I believe. I think he is anyway. And
so he has a job because he has to be employed there. Because you guys can't do repair without having him be employed. It doesn't matter if he's actually on the job. It doesn't matter if he's on the job site. He just has to have a job with the company?
Exactly. He has to be there. He has to be employed by the company. So he does nothing. He's not really capable of doing much.
Could you have him pack a box or something like that? Do some basic manual labor?
Well, he went out on a job with me. He was just going to help me because, like I said, he kind of doesn't really know what he's doing, really. Even though he's got the license, you know, he still doesn't know what he's doing. And he texted on his cell phone the whole time, and every time I tried to get him to do something, he was like, oh, yeah, I'll be right there.
How old is this guy?
I think he's in his 40s, I think.
How old are you?
I'm in my 40s as well.
Oh, okay, that must burn him. I mean, to know that you guys are contemporaries, and to know that you haven't gone through whatever school that he's gone through and jumped over the hoops he's jumped over, and to have you outperform him on the job, and it must be bewildering.
Yeah, it is, and I mean that when I say I said this before, I'm repeating myself, but he was beyond amazed. When he realized, you could see it on his face, at that point when he realized that I'm better at this than him, it was just like, wow. I mean, he couldn't believe it. It was just like incredible to him.
So what sort of schooling or whatnot is needed to get that piece of paper that he has that you don't have?
I've never even looked into it. I know that it's a lot of hours working under another master electrician is required. You know, you got to be a journeyman first. I've never even looked into it. It's never even occurred to me because it's not even, I don't care about that crap, you know. I just, they call me when stuff breaks. I go out there, I figure out what the problem is, and I fix it.
Does he make more money than you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. He makes more money than me. Probably about $6 or $9 an hour or more. Something like that.
Wow.
But it's only because he has to be employed because that's what the law says. The law says that we got to hire him. Hey, he's hired. You know?
Interesting story, Steve. I appreciate your call and the thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been talking about Black Friday, and it is Black Friday as we're doing the show. If you want to share any of your experiences with us, you're certainly welcome to do so. Daryl, you had a story about a man with a gun on Black Friday this morning. What happened?
Yes. This comes from KHOU out of Houston, and they're actually reposting an article that came from Kens5.com and the Associated Press. Says Black Friday got off to a rowdy start at South Park Mall in San Antonio, where police say one shopper pulled a gun on another shopper inside a Sears.
Oh, boy.
According to a San Antonio police report, a 33-year-old man was punched in the face by another man who allegedly pushed his way to the front of the line around 9 p.m. Thursday. The store opened early on for Black Friday shoppers at 8 p.m. The man who was punched told officers he pulled out his handgun in self-defense, which caused other shoppers to scramble for their own safety. Police said the man who threw the punch took cover behind a refrigerator and then left the store before the officers arrived. Hmm. According to the report, the gun had a single bullet in the chamber. Officers emptied the gun and handed it back to the owner after he showed officers his concealed carry permit. The mother of the man who allegedly punched his way to the front of the line said the man with the gun had instigated the scuffle. She told officers he had been rude while standing near them in line, listen to this part, since 6 a.m. Police said the store manager gave the man with a gun a voucher and asked him to leave. All parties were then asked to leave and were escorted away by police. Police said one man was stepped on by shoppers who ran for cover after the gun was pulled. He was treated for minor injuries inside the store.
Wow.
So they were camping out from 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
for the store to open at 8.
Well, that's actually a pretty short amount of time. A lot of people have been camping out in certain places for days in advance.
That is ludicrous to me.
It's what they do, man. They have to get this deal, whatever ridiculous deal. Of course, you know, half a year later, these prices are going to be the regular prices. 855-450-FREE, because usually we're talking about consumer electronics, and those things consistently come down in price over time. 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. More Black Friday coming up.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state. Potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty Snickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Snickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, bring up whatever you want, toll free, 855-453. We're here on this Black Friday edition of the show. We'll take your calls about anything, of course. Although, if you have a story about Black Friday with which you would like to share, or with us, too, well, I'm all screwed right now. 855-453. I got way too much sleep last night was my problem. But Black Friday's happening. It's still happening. Probably going to be happening late into the night tonight. People will be scrambling for all kinds of deals. We were just looking through the Walmart catalog here. They were selling a 50-inch LCD TV this morning at 5 a.m. for $300. So people might have been going a little bit crazy over that. I was trying to find what phone was being sold. There's a video with people going just crazy over some phones in a bin at on a Black Friday.
And that was in a Walmart in South Georgia. Moultrie, Georgia was
Moultrie.
The name of the town.
We're actually on the air in Moultrie on WMTM. So if you were in Walmart this morning and you saw this go down, feel free to give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Also, there are certain things you just cannot get in the stores that you'll never find in a place like Walmart. StrategicSurvival.com is where you can go to get an excellent book that is going to help you out with general preparedness and survival advice. Sick and tired of all the TV shows with a single scenario focus and the advice that you find online with no reason or context behind it? Well, with all the fear hyping, do you sometimes wonder about the reality of historical and potential disaster situations? Strategic Survival will help you understand what might happen, how it might affect you and those you care about, and what it is that you can do about it. With the knowledge in this book and the other material that it references, and by taking some simple actions to prepare, you can turn fear and worry into confidence and peace. StrategicSurvival.com includes some recommendations for training and practice for added confidence and experience. You can grab an online version or the dead paper version, or the dead tree version, rather, at StrategicSurvival.com. That's StrategicSurvival.com. Walmart Black Friday sale this morning sounded like this. In Moultrie, Georgia, apparently, is where this video was taken. People are grabbing boxes, which are ostensibly cell phones, and are being very animalistic about it. They're not being very nice to one another at all. So this must have been a hell of a deal. I'm still trying to figure it out. The box itself is like a very neon color. You were saying, Daryl, that this is one of those prepaid phones.
According to the article that I pulled up, which was from, I believe, the Washington Post, said that it was a prepaid cell phone. And I found a Walmart sales paper on some website called theblackfriday.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm clicking through all 46 pages of this thing, and I don't
see any
cell phone deals that just seemed outrageous.
Yeah, well, there was one for 97 cents, but that was not a prepaid phone.
That was probably one that you had to get the two-year contract.
Yeah, so, you know, they're not, that's not this phone. Whatever this phone is, one of those prepaid phones, because people are able to just walk right up and grab it from a bin. You're not going to put a four-inch screen smartphone in a bin for people to just run up and grab. That's just not something that Walmart's going to do.
Unless it's one of the prepaid smartphones, and they do have those now.
Hmm. Well, it wasn't made clear. I think that the one that I saw in the ad was one of those contract phones where you would have to have an agreement.
The cell phone carrier that I'm with is one of the prepaid carriers,
mm-hmm.
and you can actually get iPhones now through this prepaid carrier.
Sure, but Walmart's not going to put iPhones in a bin for
right.
people to walk up and grab. They're going to put a phone there that's not a big deal if somebody walks out the front door with it. Because in a huge crowd situation like that, you can't control this thing.
Right.
These people are out of control, and it's the wisdom of the crowd in this case, where people in a crowd, if some start behaving like monsters toward one another, there's a good chance that you'll have a totally chaotic situation on your hands within a few moments. And that's
yes.
what was going on. 855-450-FREE, if you want to tell your story about what happened with Black Friday today. ABC News reporting that two people were shot outside of a Walmart in Florida today, one of a rash of fights, robberies, and other incidents that have cropped up on one of the most ballyhooed shopping days of the year. The shooting took place at a Walmart in Tallahassee at about noon 30, said the public information officer for the Tallahassee Police Department. Investigators believe a scuffle over a parking space outside the store escalated into gunplay, leaving two people shot. This is another thing I've never understood. Now, I get it if you are crippled and you need to have a space closer to the store. That makes sense why, you know, you feel like you should have that space. I've never understood the jockeying, the constant jockeying for a spot that people will do just to try to get one space closer to the front door.
Yeah, that makes absolutely no sense to me.
For all the time and effort people spend trying to snag that sweet spot space, they would be able to just park a little further down the aisle, get out of their car, and walk in before the other people that are jockeying have the opportunity to actually find a space. It seems just like a tremendous waste of time. And then to get so upset over somebody else pulling into a said space before you, to where you're willing to throw down and pull your gat on these people.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense. And it just shows, you know, how little people value human life, where they're willing to pull out a gun and threaten to shoot somebody over a parking space.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it doesn't get much more petty than that. According to the story, there's other incidents of interest. Walmart parking lot on Thanksgiving night in Covington, Washington. Two people were run down by a driver police suspected of being intoxicated. The 71-year-old driver was arrested on a vehicular assault charge after the incident, according to Kings County Sheriff's Office spokesperson. The female victim, whose identity is yet to be released, was pinned beneath the driver's Mercury SUV until being rescued by the fire department. She was flown to a nearby medical center where she was listed in serious condition. Tensions were high at entrances across the country as people lined up outside stores waiting for doors to open. At a San Antonio, Texas Sears, one man argued with customers and even punched another. And then that's the gun story.
Yeah, that's
you were just
the one that
about.
I read.
It was a little chaotic, according to witnesses. People were exiting the store. Fortunately for us, there was a quick response from police. The man who, crush of shoppers in the middle of the night were prey once again this year for thieves who hid out in parking lots. In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, a woman said a man pulled a gun on her just as she exited her car to go inside a Best Buy store. The thief made off with $200, according to a police report. Now, that's a new one. I presume that these things have happened before, but normally the news coverage we've reported on has focused on the fights going on, but makes sense for thieves to await the arrival of customers before they go into the store to relieve them of the cash they
have on hand. I've never heard of the burglaries before people go into the store.
I've heard of people jacking PlayStation 3s and things like that outside a store.
Yeah, I've heard of the people, you know, getting the customers as they're leaving the store. Give me everything you just bought.
Right. Maryland, a 14-year-old boy told police he was robbed of his Thanksgiving night purchases by five men in the parking lot of a Bed Bath & Beyond store early this morning. And in Massachusetts, Kmart employees tried to locate a shopper over the intercom after a two-year-old was reported to be alone in a car. Police arrived to break into the car and remove the child. The boy's caretaker denied the incident took place.
Why would you leave a two-year-old child in the car?
There's deals inside that store, man. Can't be having a two-year-old child slowing you down. You got to race to the bin and get a cell phone. I mean,
that
it's probably the
utterly ridiculous.
It's probably the sensible thing to do. Your two-year-old would probably be crushed if they were actually involved
True.
In this. I mean, this is not the place for a two-year-old. There are a bunch of very large adults shoving, pushing, and grabbing one another.
I guess
over
my
this.
Question is, why would you take a two-year-old shopping? Why not find someone to watch the two-year-old?
Yeah.
That way you don't have to take the two-year-old out of the house to go deal with that.
I don't know how much thought there is involved in this. So 855-450-FREE is the number here tonight. Again, if you want to share your experiences, you're certainly welcome to do so. Shoppers surged into an Urban Outfitters store, this according to the L.A. Times, in Santa Monica after midnight and smashed a tall glass door, injuring about five people. Paramedics treated a few shoppers for minor cuts, but no one was transported to hospital. It was just too many people too fast, according to a police department spokesperson. Around midnight, at least 100 people had lined up for Urban Outfitters Black Friday deals, which offered up to 50% off of some items. When the 12-foot-tall glass double doors opened, the crowd pushed toward the doors and broke the left one. Just too many people trying to enter the store at once.
And nine protesters arrested in Paramount, California for protesting Walmart.
The Walmart story is a big story of the day. I want to get to that coming up here in hour number two. 855-450-FREE. This is Black Friday Free Talk Live.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.